Good afternoon. I'll open up for any questions you all have. I know you got a million of them.
Coach, you guys have been talking about the vibe in this on this team right now. How do you feel things are going with the limited exposure that you've had already?
Well, you know, obviously that's what you certainly have to, you know, have to say. It's tough for me to talk to you with my back to you, so, you know. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's difficult at this stage, you know, obviously to draw too many conclusions, but because of the fact that, you know, we're just getting started. But I'm excited about it, I can tell you that. We got a great group of guys that obviously love to work, very attentive group, and, you know, and we're certainly pleased with the turnout.
Coach, what is your takeaway from Ndamukong not being here?
Well, you know, it certainly didn't blindside me. I knew, we certainly knew. He and I have had probably more discussions than any player that we've had on the team. He's been in and out. I think he was here actually on a couple of days when I came in to visit, you know. So we kind of knew exactly what was going on. But, you know, from a coach's standpoint, it's just like anything else. My business is to get into position to win and win consistently. And so we want every single minute of every single hour with every single player. I mean, that's the way we want it. The rules don't always, lend to that type of attitude, but nevertheless, that's the way it is. So, but you know, we're working. We got a great group that are here. They're focused, and you know, we're making progress.
Did he tell you he wasn't going to be here?
We had conversations, and like I said, didn't blindside me. You know, so which, you know, obviously I knew about it.
Did you express a desire for him that you wanted him here, though?
I'm not going to draw into all of those, you know, ramifications. Like I tell you, we had. Or discussions. We had several discussions, but like I said, and I told you my feelings on it, what I would like to have done, and it's just kind of the way it is at this point in time. So,
Coach, as you're crafting an offensive playbook, how much do you take into consideration Matthew's comfort levels with certain plays and strengths? Do you take a player's likes and dislikes into crafting a playbook?
Well, you know, I think that's, you know, really our job, you know, just in terms of coaches is, number one, obviously, to implement a system that we think is going to be effective, that we believe in, and we structure it as such where, you know, most of them are pretty voluminous, but we structure them in such a way that we make certain that we try to use the best of a player's ability. And so we have to look at everybody, particularly the quarterback, because of the fact that, you know, he's the guy that's kind of running the show. He's the trigger man. But not only do we look at him, but we look at the other strengths of the other players that are on the team as well. But certainly, we certainly do.
We didn't get a chance to talk to you right after Golden Tate signed. I know you did at owners' meetings, but I'm just
Hey, start over again, please.
We didn't get a chance to talk to you right when Golden Tate signed. I'm just curious why you guys wanted to bring him in, what sort of strengths and how much he can help the offense?
Obviously, a very talented guy. He has an uncanny ability to get open. He has a great feel for the game. Just in terms of his intelligence and playing the game, is just superior. But he also has just a great desire to excel. You know, he is a very fine leader. And you can tell by the way in which he lives his life. So, you know, all of those things I think lend to, you know, a guy being able to come in and give you some assistance otherwise. And obviously the other part of his balance it off on the opposite side of Calvin gives us a real threat, you know, obviously, on the perimeter. So we're excited about him.
Sorry, Coach. How much can you actually be with the players? I know you can't install anything necessarily right now. What are the limitations on you this week and next week in terms of how much actual coaching you can do?
We can install.
Oh, you can install. Okay.
We just can't be with them on the field. You know, we have a amount of time that, you know, obviously strength coaches and those guys can be out there with them and that kind of thing. So we can have meetings, but there's only a certain amount of time they can spend in the building and all those kinds of things. So it's somewhat limited, but it increases.
Sorry, I didn't cut you off. Have you guys started installing? Defensive side?
Certainly.
Okay.
How do you say when installed? Is it just pure meeting rooms and meetings and that's what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You can't do anything else with them. Okay. You're trying to hunt for a few illegalities? No, sir.
Has it been enhanced, the same?
No, sir. Nothing's changed.
Can you just elaborate? I mean, what sort of things do you like about his character? I know you can't get into, you know.
Anything. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it really kind of takes you down a path that, you know, first of all, it's not like you go out and you're able to take whoever you want, you know what I mean? And so it doesn't do much good for me to stand here and talk about the details of, you know, a prospective, you know, drafty and things of that nature. So I don't think that's appropriate at this time.
You've worked with Dan Orlovsky. What does he bring as a backup here?
Yeah, you know, I had a you know, a great opportunity to see Dan operate in maybe some of the most difficult times that I've been in as a coach. You know, we just had a team that wasn't doing very well. We were struggling, and you know, under duress, you know, I saw a guy come in and really work extremely hard, a true professional, regardless of all of the distractions around, really focused, a guy who has the kind of attitude I love. He's one of those guys that just will fight to the bitter end, and he caught on extremely well, learned the system quickly, was able to certainly adapt and adjust to it proficiently, and gave us a chance to win some games down the stretch.
How much of his history? Just have enough pieces defensively to win right now?
You know, I think we have a good nucleus overall on their entire team, and I think it all goes kind of hand in hand. You know, I do think that we have a real fine nucleus on defense. I think we have a real fine nucleus on offense, and I think obviously we have a good group of guys that can operate our special teams that we need. We just need a few spots here and there to kind of straighten some things out. But that's kind of what the draft is for. That's what free agency is for. So we've been addressing some of those issues, and we'll continue to do so.
A couple more for Coach.
You got a feel on where Brian Boyles is now.
You know, coming along, but, you know, one of the things you'll find out, I'm not going to discuss medical situations with, you know, any of our guys. You know, they're making good progress, and the medical professionals are looking at that closely. You know, they're young guys. Like I always say, young guys heal fast. If it's an old guy like me, I have a problem with that. You know, it's going to take me about a couple more months to get ready. But you know, these young guys, they heal fast, and he's doing all the things that are necessary to try to get better.
What have you found about Jason Jones? Just one clarification. Are he and Jason Jones cleared to do conditioning and on?
You know, like I said, I at this point in time, I don't think we have to necessarily discuss the medical status of each and every guy, because it goes down a long road, because you could ask me about 100 guys, and you know, we don't have quite that many, but we're gaining on it, and some of them are hard to keep track of, to be honest with you, because some of them have little problems, some of them are a little bit more than others, some of them are limited in terms of what they can do and when, some of them are still on the field, although they wouldn't be cleared to practice if we were practicing today, but they're still doing something. So there's a lot of different factors in there. So for me to stand here and just, unless I got a medical report in front of me, I'm not going to give you an inaccurate answer in that regard. So
this isn't about medical, but Nick Fairley, obviously Martin Mayhew talked a lot about Nick and what his expectations are coming into this camp. How have you found him in terms of his, you know, attitude, his hustle, his work ethic, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we haven't been on the field with him, so I don't know anything about hustle. That's a trap question, I think, isn't it? Like Columbo. Columbo used to do that kind of thing. You know, he'd ask you guys to ask several questions, and all of a sudden, this hustle comes into there. Like, hustle? Hey, I tell you what, he's been hustling in the meeting room. Let me tell you that for a second. But he's been great. You know, he's been great so far. So, you know, he's doing what he's supposed to do. He's here. He's working. He's learning the system. He's been active in the meeting rooms. I've been in there with him. I mean, you know, so it's been good, but it's early yet. You know, well, I think he has the ability to do so. I think I've made that statement, you know, on several occasions, and nothing has changed my mind to date. You know, he's a sharp guy. He's smart. He's dedicated. He wants to be good. Yeah, and it still is obviously is quite present in his attitude today, yesterday, and tomorrow, right? And so, but he's a worker. I have no doubt with a guy that has that kind of attitude, and obviously he has ability both physically and mentally. He has the intellect to do it. I think he's going to be fine.
Well, one more question for Coach.
This is his first time going to a new coaching, you know, regime and stuff. What is important about a quarterback, especially kind of a younger one, going to, you know, a new coaching system, and how does he adapt to that?
Well, an interesting thing is that you'll find, and particularly after they've been, you know, involved for a number of years, systemically you get familiarized or acquainted with a number of different concepts all across the board, from protection to run checks to concepts in terms of passing and all those kinds of things. So they're all somewhat similar. So really, there's probably not going to be too many routes that he's not familiar with in terms of how they're applied. The only thing changes is the verbiage. So he has to be able to kind of translate. Almost like learning a foreign language, but yet you know exactly what a teacup is, but they call it about three different things, right, depending upon the language that you're dealing with. So that's the exact same thing in terms of offensive football. He's been around enough. It's different if he's only in his first or second year, where you see a lot of these guys that have struggled during during the course of the season, particularly with new coordinators that are young. Maybe they were in one system 1 year, then the next year another system, next year another system. When they've been in one for an extended period of time, they've usually touched upon everything that basically could happen to them from a protection standpoint. Maybe a couple of things that are new, maybe. But for the most part, when they get to this stage, those guys catch on to that kind of stuff quickly. And there's always a few similarities. I think that was my last one, right? Thanks a lot.